Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries, and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. This episode of Steel Wars is also available in fully enhanced video form at youtube.com/Steel Wars. Hit the link to watch us talk along with images of everything we're talking about. Treat those eyes. Treat them.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week we talk to someone of interest about it. And this week we are celebrating San Diego Comic-Con Eve by going through all the new collectibles, exclusive and otherwise, and to share some Comic-Con memories, hopes and dreams with our old Comic-Con buddy from the First Order Transmissions. It's Corey Van Dyke. How you doing, Corey?
Dude, what is up? I can't believe it's been a year since Comic-Con, since the last one. This doesn't seem right.
It's been a fast 51 and a half weeks, buddy.
Yes, it has. When you've had a baby, I've moved. Some things have happened in this year.
some things have happened. You fled the state.
It did.
Over to the East Coast in Florida. And yes. I'm producing my own little Americans to admittedly fill the gap you left in my life, Corey.
Thanks, man. That's cool. That's good.
Now, this is on video as well for the podcast listeners. We're going to do an enhanced video with both me and Corey talking and images of the stuff that we will be talking about. And surrounded by me now, Corey, I quickly went to the cabinet and assembled some of my favorite San Diego Comic-Con exclusives over the years.
Nice.
Now, in chronological order.
All right.
I'm very excited. First Order Stormtrooper, 2015, The Force Awakens, and I was so happy that we're getting it's like bookend figure, which is the Sith Trooper in a very similar packet. So I'm pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, no, I think you predicted it a couple of days ago before they even announced it. Like, are they going to do one? Are they?
Yeah, well, I didn't predict the figure that was going to come out. But I had high confidence that they had the ability to keep it secret and drop it just before. Because last time they got me with that, the other one that I've got over here, the Rey and Luke 2-pack.
Yeah, that was a big surprise.
Like that was massive. Like that day.
Yeah, I think it was like the night, like preview day is when, preview night is when.
Yeah, the Wednesday,
The Wednesday, yeah.
Because I remember I used my Wily charms to get into the Comic-Con before it opened.
Oh, nice.
So I sort of just walked around and I shot some photos of it in the Hasbro booth, and it was sort of like the first time anyone had seen it. It was very exciting.
I tried doing that at Celebration for the Maul and Obi-Wan exclusive and they kicked me out, but I mean, that's cool. That's cool. Got in there, took some pictures.
What do you mean they kicked you out?
Well, it was before it opened, and I had my little press thing with me, and I'm like, can I take some pictures? And they're like,
what a scoop.
Yeah, man. But
just before we started, there was, we're going to go through all the, we're going to rate them, we're going to review them, we're going to give our opinions if we want them or not. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Get them.
But a new contender, very surprising and pretty damn sick, just hit the internet, Corey. Take us through this latest release.
So Hot Toys, which is an incredible company that makes very high-end Star Wars toys. I'm sure all of you guys know that by now. Released or revealed a Solo Darth Maul, which I think is completely crazy because I felt like no company was going to touch that, at least for a while, considering that was pretty brief. But no, Hot Toys has announced the Maul. He comes with a chair, which is like, that's the selling point for me. Like, you can sit him down and I'm not even kidding. That chair is phenomenal.
So you like you like your Sith Lords rested?
Yeah, I mean, just got cut in half. I feel like that's justified.
Take a load off.
Exactly. He's got two holograms. One is a little baby Darth Maul, and then another one is a hologram of Kira.
That's pretty cool. Sick. I don't know why he's got a hologram of himself.
I don't know. I maybe that's like his little action figure.
Do you think he's sending himself little hologram selfies or what?
No, I don't think so. I think the chair is something that I really want to see in person. I'm just mesmerized by it because I'm looking at it and the detail they put into it is crazy. Like on the pillow.
You are taken with this chair.
I am. I've never seen this done before, so this is incredible.
You've never seen a chair?
Not this type, but...
What separates it from other chairs you've seen around the, you know, like I'm sure in your lifetime, you know, you have had an interesting upbringing, but I'm sure you've come across many different chairs. Why is this one like hitting Corey where in their special places?
It's like kind of curved, you know, like it's kind of curved and it looks like it's on like some gonk droid legs and you got like this curved pillow that has some design, some Mandalore looking design. And I just feel like, what an interesting chair for a Maul. Because like, people wonder, or maybe I just wonder, like, what do they sit on in this universe? And I feel like this is a presentation that's very nice.
Although that photo of him sitting on it, he doesn't look that happy. He's very hunched.
He is very hunched. There's no back for him to.
He needs a back. His posture is terrible.
I mean, wouldn't that make him just more angry and more Sith-like? So I guess it would work out if he's uncomfortable.
Ah, so he's trying to... comfort would not work in his favor.
Right. Now, I would personally own this chair if I could, but...
And then he's got like the sort of newfangled double lightsaber, which is pretty sick.
The Inquisitor saber.
And nice. The robot legs sticking out. And the face... It is spot on.
Ray it is Park. Spot on. That's incredible.
So how much do you reckon that one will go for, Corey?
$230.
$230?
Oh, $230, $250, yeah.
And they've got some, we'll post all these up in the YouTube, but some of the photos with the, they've added some sort of motion blur to the lightsaber.
Yes.
It's very, very impressive. They know how to take a photo of an action figure.
Like, I wonder where he's at in these photos with the saber, because that looks like the Jedi Temple.
It does look like he's in the where they'd have those military briefings in like Attack of the Clones or whatever.
Exactly.
He's got in there. He's having a good time. Who can blame him?
It kind of makes you wonder if they're gonna do anything with Maul going forward. You know, like usually when high-end items are made like this, that's not for nothing.
Yeah, it's weird. Japanese collectibles are so different because they go for very, you know, finite markets. So do you know what I mean? That sort of high end sort of doll collector, like typically they're pretty pro Darth Maul. So
that's true. Yeah,
I think you know that it's a different sort of customer base that buy stuff from Hot Toys, but it is stunning. I'm going to be very sad to not be able to look at it with you, but
I know
last year you had quite a time. You had the Clone Wars save panel, which that was sort of the highlight of your life. So it doesn't count, But apart from that, what is your San Diego Comic-Con warm memory that will make you miss not being there with us this year?
I honestly think anytime we would all go out, but specifically that day where I did get hoaxed into the fake dessert that wasn't actually being offered for free, that stands out, not necessarily because I fell for it, but because I was able to see the reaction of this poor waitress, and just seeing that and then realizing what happened and dawning on me that I was played in several different ways, from, you know, Tashi talking with a security guard to convince me to, it was just such an elaborate, quick, off the cuff plan that I have to admire the creativity.
What did you ask for?
Well, the phrase that I had to say, you know, for the dessert, was the following. It was "Hubba Bubba, a tub full of bubbles. I'm so happy I ate it, Bubs." And as soon as I said "a tub full of bubbles" is when it kind of connected to the poor waitress who realized that I had bad friends. And so it was kind of,
No.
Well, you weren't there, so the rest were bad. So we're all good. But no, in all honesty, yeah, that Clone Wars safe panel was, a highlight was the night before, where I was trying to convince all of you guys, like, you don't understand, tomorrow they're going to announce the show's coming back. You don't understand. And then, like, everyone's like, nah, Corey, you're delusional. But you, I understand you were trying to subvert expectations, you know, cool. But then the next day they announced the show was coming back, and I've just rode on that high ever since. And I was supposed to be called the Podcast King, and no one has done that. Which is kind of,
what do you mean you meant to be called the Podcast King?
Well, a week prior, when I was still on Analysis Podcasting, I discussed with good old Jason and Randy that if I won the bet that Clone Wars was coming back, that I'd be called the Podcast King. And that was a bet that was on air. And I reiterated to them that the next week, and they refused. And I've not been called that since. And I believe that that's a little unfair.
Wow. I'm sorry that you've been sullied in this way, Podcast King.
Thank you. That's rightful.
So what's your Hot Toys collecting like? You got any Hot Toys?
No. I can't afford that.
Have you ever had them?
Yeah. I mean, as you know how I would kind of get pops and then I would recycle them and sell them. And well, the similar thing happened with Hot Toys, because I had about 50 of them while I was in California. And
you
then
had 50 Hot Toys.
I did. And then I sold about 30 of them to our buddy Brandon. Mm-hmm. And so he has them now. And I foolishly got rid of my Clone Wars ones. And, you know, it's funny because they released like all the clones, and they had like ARC Trooper 5s and Rex. And I'd sold them there for like $200. They have since gone up to $900.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so I'm never getting them back. But if you want to know where a lot of those went, you can just go to Brandon's house and check them out.
Wow. Brandon's sitting on a small fortune, it sounds like.
He's absolutely, yeah.
My other favorite Comic-Con collectible is this guy down here. And this is the Shockmaster, Corey. Mm. Now, I'll edit in the footage of the Shockmaster, how he debuted. But he was a pro wrestler. And they've sort of changed his helmet back here, but on the show, this is like in the 80s, it was just a Stormtrooper helmet, or maybe it was the 90s.
Really?
A Stormtrooper helmet with a glitter. And he was just a wrestler that had already wrestled, but they sort of gave him a new character, and it was the Shockmaster. And he came through a wall to make his first appearance, and he tripped up on the bottom of the wall, and his helmet fell off.
Yeah.
I've got to show it to you on this thing.
This seems like something I would do. This is very, I'm resonating with this guy.
Right there. I'm going to send you the YouTube, and then.
Okay. Was this WWE? Or is this just something else?
Nah, this is like the old WCW. Okay. So it was like their competitor.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of these guys. Let's see. All right. I'm going to click on it now. All right. Let's see. Okay. They're very hyped up right now.
Our partner is going to shock.
And his identity is supposed to be concealed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Shockmaster!
He's really pumped up right now. All right.
I told you.
With the fired Ipe. His cousin. Oh my gosh, no one knows what to do.
How good is he?
Oh my gosh, got the long black hair. Man, Sid, holy shit, that's awesome.
Sid Vicious is very worked up.
He is. He's got this deep voice.
So he became quite infamous because of that was it. He was never seen of again.
Like, but nobody knows who he is to this day.
No, no, they all know who he is.
They know who he is. Okay,
but that was the last time he was like, it was like, are now, you know, ostracized after that. So yeah, they made a figure of him. And because he's got a Stormtrooper helmet, I had to get it. So
heck yeah. I'm surprised that even passed licensing.
They made the helmet not Stormtrooper-ish.
Oh, okay.
And then when I was talking to a guy at Mattel last year and I said, oh, it's so sick how it's got the Stormtrooper helmet. And he goes, no, it's the Spaceman helmet.
Okay.
So it was very, but in the actual wrestling, it was a Stormtrooper helmet, just glitterized. But one of the collectibles I don't have here, which is probably my favorite because it's the first one I ever bought, was, you know, the Gentle Giant, the vintage big figures?
Yeah.
Like they're the vintage figures.
The jumbo size Kenner. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they call them. But the first year I ever went to Comic-Con, before I did the podcast, they had a blue Snaggletooth exclusive.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah,
and I got that, and that's back at home in Melbourne. But that, because it was my first one, it was my first convention exclusive that I'd ever bought, and I was pumped.
Did you open it or did you keep it in the?
Well, you can click it open.
Okay, yeah.
But I have actually never opened it. Gotcha. But I could.
Those were really cool. I mean, they released a good amount of those too.
Yeah, I don't know if they've gotten all the way through them.
No, not yet.
About two Comic-Cons ago, they said they were going to do a vintage upsized Jabba the Hutt, but they've never come through with it.
No.
So it'd be like this big.
Yeah, General Giant was just bought out by Diamond Select Toys. But they did say that they're going to continue that line, so they might start getting those out now.
Ah, okay, interesting. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll find out some scoops for you, Corey.
Yes, please do.
All right. So let's go to, there's a bunch of stuff coming out, and I guess we'll get through this top of the show. But there's a ton of the Rise of Skywalker Sith Troopers coming out. And I'm glad they've got this figure out. I'm so happy it's getting bookend with the First Order Trooper. But the one thing that bugs me about Comic-Con and toys is the whole, we can't talk about the next movie, we can't talk about it. And then the Monday after Comic-Con, all the figures
leaks out.
Yeah, through Asia and stuff. It's just work out how the internet works and talk about it at Comic. Because it bugs me so much that when they don't talk about it until Force Friday, and it's we've seen this for 3 months.
There's three different Sith Troopers coming out when they launch the toys.
What are the differences?
There's going to be one with a different helmet that's more like an officer or was it a pilot or a gunner or something like that? It's like a Sith Trooper but a different design. And then there's going to be a chrome version, which a Yak Face revealed this not too long ago. There's no pictures of it, but they are going to go heavy with this guy when this comes out, when they do the Force Friday.
You're a big clone guy and it's got a bit of clone-ness about it in the mask. What did you make of the Sith Trooper, buddy?
I actually never noticed that it has any clone elements to it. You're right. Oh, I'm discovering this right now. Yeah, you're right. Cause it's got the kind of the T shape. I'm liking it a lot. I'm really enjoying it. I think this is going to be the hit. That'd be a crazy twist if somehow I'm not even gonna go there, but
go there, Corey.
It would be a crazy twist if they take off the helmet and it's a clone.
Dude, did you not see my Photoshop?
No.
Oh
no, no, no. Let me see this. This is incredible. What revelations, man. It's always with you. You tell me these things and I notice them. And it's just... There's a Vintage Collection one coming out too.
It's I think they leaked a picture of it by accident.
Yeah. But they can't talk about it. They leaked it on their press release for the Black Series one.
All right, check out my Photoshop I sent you.
All right, let's see. Let's see this. Oh my God, dude. You know what? Yeah, I'm entertaining that idea. I absolutely want that to happen now. Just like that too. That same pose.
Like this is, I'm not betting on this theory, but yeah. Because it's a Sith trooper, it's something to do with the Emperor. And because it's something to do with the Emperor, he's got some programmed clones that's been looking after him or guarding something all this time.
Wow. I mean, dude, if with Clone Wars coming back and if I'm in the theater and a clone trooper, oh my, that's exciting. Thank you for that. Thank you for this.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's going to be a new, I think it's just going to be Praetorian Guard for this, you know, like a sweet new trooper sort of thing.
I just hope it's not like the Executioner trooper where they release so much for him and he's in it for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, he did almost execution someone though. But
I guess that would be the point.
But people complain about, oh, they're just doing the troopers for what, you know, money. And this is not a new...
No, this has been going on since forever.
Especially in that mid-2000s. Like the milking of Clone Wars repaints and stuff.
Dude, yes.
That
there's
was
like,
out of control.
You're like $100 now if you want them. So,
so buy more now. Buy more now.
It's ridiculous.
All right, so I'm back on this Sith Trooper page.
What about the Tiki Mug first? This is the first one here.
Yeah, we've got Tiki Mug from Beeline. Those are good guys.
This is an early release product, so all of these are going to come out in the fall. So I'd never heard of an early release Tiki Mug before, but here we are.
Now's the time. What do you make of this? The Fifth Son, they've got just a helmet. Very ominous.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are going to be wearing that. All right. Did you remember?
This is what we're going to play for the whole thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle, right? Okay. So the Hot Toys Darth Maul, what are you giving it?
Oh, thumbs up.
Yeah, big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up.
Hasbro exclusive Sith Trooper.
Big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up. Tiki Mug.
It's actually in the middle.
I'm in the middle as well.
I'm in the middle, yeah.
Happy it's there.
Yes.
What about the Fifth Son Sith Trooper T?
In the middle.
I'm going down.
Going down?
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be very popular, but to have a giant, like it looks like a 30-centimeter wide red helmet on my T-shirt, no buys. It's not happening.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could see it being cool as a Comic-Con exclusive for the movie, but if it's out everywhere afterwards, then it's kind of pointless.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
It's an early release edition.
I know where you're going.
Come on, buddy. All right, now we're getting into your area. Funko Pop.
Yes.
Early release edition, $15 with a little sticker on it that says limited edition. I assume that sticker is the only thing that makes it different from other editions. Is that right?
It is. And those go for about $150 with those stickers.
No way.
Yeah, it's already going for that price. I checked.
What do you think about that? It's like, it's the exact same thing, but it's got that sticker.
I think...
It's adding $135 of value, apparently.
No offense to the Funko collectors, but I mean, in my opinion, it's a sticker. You can print the sticker out. You can make a fake sticker. You don't have to dish out that amount of money. This thing is literally going to be available in droves on Force Friday. I mean, stores are not going to be able to get rid of this.
Can I correct you by saying how right you are?
Yeah.
In your opinion, it's not a sticker. It is a sticker. It's a fact that it's a sticker. Like, it's not like, no one can argue with you that it's not a sticker. It's a sticker.
Yep.
Yeah. Sticker confirmed. Let's get a red circle around that bad boy.
That should be the thumbnail.
I'm giving it the thumbs down.
What the heck, man?
The sticker.
Okay. Well, it's because of the sticker. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Just the Funko Pops thumbs in the middle, because I just don't care.
Okay.
But the fact that someone's going to pay $100 more for the sticker.
Okay, well, if you are paying eBay prices, sure. But I feel like if you're a Comic-Con, you get the opportunity to get it. It's kind of cool to have it a little earlier.
Ah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But if you're paying $150 for this, you need to really reevaluate your collecting. But, you know, yeah.
If you... Well, someone has to be buying it, but...
That's true.
If you are paying $100 more for the sticker, you've got some ripping OCD issues that you need to get through.
Yeah.
That you just can't handle having the one without the sticker on the shelf.
It's like, if you don't get this one, they're done entirely.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then you've got this model who's doing a very...
Dude, yes. I was cracking up. I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah, this guy has got his early release edition Sith Trooper hat, and he knows he's looking good. And,
he is living it, dude.
He's letting me and you and everyone know in his early release Sith Trooper cap.
I really just want anybody who gets this to do the same and just put it on his or Twitter. Like, this has to be a trend. This man has started something that I never thought I'd see in Star Wars merchandising.
The Sith Trooper hat lip challenge.
Yes.
I got to ask him for a try on and see if I can duplicate.
Let's put it out there.
Yes. I have to get Botox before I go down there.
Dude, do it.
He's looking great. So that apparently is from Heroes and Villains. A Sith Trooper hat early release edition, $20. And Sith Trooper pin early release edition, $30. What?
Whoa. Wait, that doesn't come with the hat? It's just like you have to pay an additional $30? Or is it like...
It's like a limited of 250. It says on the back, one of 250. And you can get the hat and pin combo. I cannot stand it when people do this. Guys, here's the deal. Don't miss out on this if you're going to Comic-Con. Early release hat, $20, right? Early release pin, $30. Sounds like a lot, but if you get them together, you can get the hat and pin combo for $50.
Wow. What a saving.
Is a saving of no dollars. Like, why? Like,
it's not even a combo. They're just like, just buy both and this is your total. If you want to consider it a combo, you can.
So back to the Hot Toys, and they have got a Sith Trooper. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty astonishing. It's breathtaking.
Like the those little slits on his forehead, helmet, like how they come up. It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick. I don't have like I want my Hasbro figure just for OCD.
Yeah, to complete it all. Sure, sure.
But yeah, I'm on the fence with the Sith Trooper. I want to know why it exists. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like just the character itself?
Yeah, and like where it's getting its Sithness from, and
right. Got that new Sith logo too.
Yeah. If just because they haven't used Sith, you know, with Kylo Ren or with Snoke. I'm interested.
I feel personally like there's two things going on here. Either Kylo, because he's always so delusional in what he does, might start considering himself a Sith, even though he's not technically one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then he could start calling them that, or maybe these guys do have something to do with Palpatine. I don't know, man. It's an intriguing concept, but yeah, until the movie comes out, it's just kind of a title. So I don't I do want to know the significance of why they're called that, and if they're even going to be referenced that, you know, in the movie or not. But
so, Hot Toys Sith Trooper,
thumbs up, man. That's fantastic. That's the one.
I'm taking off one hand and putting on another hand with the thumbs up.
All right.
You said it's a Hot Toys reference.
Like, I was slow to that, but I get that.
You did seem to actually enjoy that joke once it did quit.
Yeah, I actually had to click on the screen to look at you to see what you were doing because I was kind of confused. But then when it dawned on me, it was a joke. It made more sense.
All right. In further Sith Trooper early release editions.
Oh, yeah, man.
You've got
perfect for Comic-Con.
You've got the Loungefly Sith Trooper unisex backpack, which is $70. But for $75, you can get it with a Sith Trooper Funko Pop. Will that Funko Pop have the sticker on it? That's what I want to know.
Wait. So you can buy a $70 backpack. Here's where I think the trick comes in. I don't feel like these ever actually retail for $70. I feel like they're always like $50. So it's
Corey, I love it.
Yeah, you get that upcharge on the $70. You think you're getting a deal. You're like, oh shit, you're getting that $5 pop, but you're not.
That's like when you like throw in free shipping, but you've just made it $10 more.
Exactly right.
That's an old trick of yours, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, like, let me tell you, man, if I was going to Comic-Con, you'd be seen if I was going, you would be seeing some cash coming in. I would show you the techniques on how I'd be making you some cash too. But I'm not. But if I was, I'd be selling this for like 170. Maybe 200.
The backpack?
The backpack.
You're selling the backpack for 200.
Yeah. Buy it now.
Free shipping.
Free shipping, man. That's right.
And then at Ruby's, they've got the little Sith Trooper costume for the little Harrisons.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of cool because like for the kids that are going there who think that's, you know, I mean, unless freaking adults are going to be buying it and flipping it on eBay like I would. But if not, I feel like kids who, you know, go there to dress up and stuff and the parents want to get them this costume, who I'm sure no one knows that has even existed. Here's the thing. Unless you're a hardcore Star Wars fan like we are and we read the site, like, you're not going to know this is available, like this children's costume.
So yeah, like, but
I don't know.
If you're going to Comic-Con,
yeah,
you probably know.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you're excited. You read the blogs about what's coming out, where you can get it, Comic-Con. But I'm a big fan. Any kid's costume, I can't wait for Harrison to start being able to wear costumes and stuff.
It is cool.
I'm very exciting. Do you think at Comic-Con,
yeah,
we will see a Sith Trooper cosplay?
Yeah.
You reckon people are going to do it that fast?
No, I think it'll be from Lucasfilm. Like, I think they'll have somebody probably patrolling the... Because then they do that... when they reveal the Death Troopers, then they have like people in the...
Yeah, that was at Celebration right? Europe. They had them come out. But they will have... Yeah. I think they're going to have like the costume, but...
So, I mean, fan-made.
Yeah, fan-made.
Yes, I would... Yeah.
I will be very impressed.
I would.
If someone would has done that already.
But I believe it's possible.
Now, Tops have a Power of the Dark Side trading card set. Is it actual cards? $50. Includes bonus Sith Trooper card and Star Wars authentic Sith Trooper photo. Free with purchase at booth.
So the thing about the photos, that would obviously be an actual still from the movie.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to see that then.
Yeah, I don't know. A trading card, I don't see how... I don't know how these companies stay in business.
I don't know. That's what I was just thinking.
Like, when I was a kid, like, Return of the Jedi trading cards, crucial, essential,
yeah,
the best. But, yeah, I admire the hard work they must put into innovation and digital and stuff to stay in business because...
In recent memory, at least like the recent cards that have come out through celebrations and stuff, I don't think they're that good. Like the images they use and it's kind of awful. But like just in my opinion, like nothing against Topps collectors, but I don't think they've done a great job at putting certain images on cards and making it like excitable. It's just the same stuff you keep getting. It's not exclusive.
And Corey.
Yeah.
The hot Sith Trooper exclusive of San Diego Comic-Con. Trends International have got a Sith Trooper bookmark giveaway at booth 2913D. Sorry?
It's a giveaway, so it's freebie.
Most things are given away for free, yes.
Gotcha.
Because if they're not for free, they are technically not given away.
I genuinely want this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's only because a buddy of mine genuinely wants it. And it's not even a joke. I was asking him if he was serious, and this dude was not bullshitting me. Like, he wants it desperately. And so if there's some way... Yeah. I mean, I would want it to flip it, but, you know.
All right. Is your friend a good dude?
Yes.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Steele. That would be... I would need... I will record that. Legit.
Excellent. All right, so that's the Sith trooperness of it all. To be honest, after going through that, I'm sick of the color red.
Yeah.
So I think from here on in, I haven't looked through the next page of varied exclusives, but any exclusive that is red, I feel like I have to give a thumbs down.
Right, we do have some diversity in this next page, so yeah. We're good.
But the bookmark, I have to give it a big thumbs up now because I'm going to try to get one for your friend.
Please do. I want you to record this adventure as you're trying to get it and figure out how to get it and the giveaway and when it's happening. And this, we need to have a whole series based on this now.
All righty. And then you can read the Rise of Skywalker novel and keep page on brand.
Yes.
What's your friend's name, Corey?
His name's Dan. You know Dan Curto. Probably heard of Dan Curto.
Ah, yeah. He's a big book collector, yeah? No, action figures.
He used to be big in the action figure community back in the day.
Yeah, I used to listen to, I'm sure I listened to him on podcasts.
Oh, yeah. He was around.
Independently produced podcasts like Steel Wars survive off listener word of mouth. Listeners or viewers just like you. If you're on Twitter or Facebook, the latest episode is always pinned to the top of our feeds at Steel Wars, and if you're watching on YouTube, of course. Hitting like and subscribing apparently helps us out. And the classic request, if you're on iTunes, please leave us a sweet 5-star review as it bumps us up the rankings and lets other potential listeners know that we're doing good stuff. So if you want more podcasts, more enhanced podcasts, and just generally more content, please pod it forward. Thanks so much, and now back to the show. Alrighty, Corey, let's go into the varied Star Wars exclusive at Comic-Con. This is from StarWars.com. See a galaxy of Star Wars exclusives coming to San Diego Comic-Con in 2019. It was written by the StarWars.com team. So I assume they all got into uniforms. They all had numbers.
Love that detail. Yep.
They had the coach. They were like, go on, man. Let's cover these exclusives.
Had to write descriptions, everything.
Star Wars. And they all ran off to the computers and wrote this. Heading to San Diego Comic-Con, coming July 18 to 21st to the San Diego Convention Center and looking for some galactic treasures? Let StarWars.com be your guide. See below for a first look at Star Wars exclusives coming to the Mega Pop Culture Convention with everything from new tees to special Funko Pop figures to a variety of posters.
Dude, I feel like this is a copy and paste description of every convention. Like every time they announce this stuff, I swear I read the same thing. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It is mega cheesy, but I don't know how else you meant to write it when you're writing for StarWars.com.
Right? Yeah, got that team together for that.
That they have definitely worked on their smiles while doing that. Now, I don't want to even get into the whole. I do actually. I do want to get. Where's my Rise of Skywalker panel? StarWars.com.
Yeah, that's what I want to know too.
Where is it?
How are you going to end the saga off? And friggin' Sandy, yeah, that's a disappointment.
Yeah, and, you know, they, I guess, are going to do stuff at D23, but having it on the panel with, like, Mary Poppins 3, oh, you're killing me.
Are they for sure? Really?
No, I'm making that up.
Oh, dude, I honestly, it doesn't put it, I don't put Disney. I feel like that'd be possible. But no, honestly, I do agree with you. I mean, even if they just showed a trailer that was exclusive to Comic-Con, I think that's what made Comic-Con exciting for some people. Sometimes is you would go there and you'd get exclusive stuff. And it's not like they have to release it to the public. So you guys could have gotten something cool for camping out.
Well, I think they should put it out to... I think the whole not putting it out to the public...
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree with you, but at least put something out, you know, during Comic-Con.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that they were trying to organize something that would top the J.J. Abrams concert, and it didn't come through, so they didn't do the panel. That's just what I heard.
That's weird. I don't get that. Like, what? You don't really need to necessarily even top anything, just do a panel.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But let's get into the second half of exclusives. We have got, from Acne Archives, yes, a shiny return color variant of a Return of the Jedi poster, all in green.
Yeah.
Now, I love the color green and Return of the Jedi.
I know, I was going to say, this is like perfect
and,
for you.
And this is sort of like a... all these sort of different scenes in these shapes. You've got the Darth Vader fighting Luke Skywalker in front of the Emperor as the main image. And then you've got the window with Endor in the background, the Falcon, and then there's sort of like some royal guards and speeder bikes littered around. And so I assume this is an existing print just done in green as an exclusive.
Let me see what it says. Two variants of posters. Yeah, it looks like that's probably the case.
So this one is going for $65.
Wow.
I don't know if it's going to be shiny or not, but where's your thumb on this one, Corey?
It's kind of in the middle because, like, I don't understand why they're making this, but also, like, it's cool. It's very busy. There's a lot going on in there, but... I think if you're a Return of the Jedi fan, this is a pretty nice print. I mean, if that had a Clone Wars one like this, I'd buy it. So I feel like if you like Return of the Jedi, then...
Well, I love Return of the Jedi.
You're going to get it?
It's my favorite movie of all time. I give this poster a giant thumbs down.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't see the point of it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't... You know what? I'm gonna take back what I said and agree with you because I don't get it. Like, what's it? You're not teasing anything coming up, so what? Yeah.
Well, I.
And it's in green. It's just kind of weird.
It's just like I don't want a green poster,
right?
Unless it's just of a lightsaber that is green, but I don't want a green Shuttle Tidarium. It just, the poster style to me, it just seems really, 1996.
Yeah, the more I look at it, the uglier it gets.
You know, the art is fine.
Yeah, the art's fine.
And I'd be interested to see it in color, but just the way it's... Like, it's just like a corner of an Ewok village for, like, no reason. And right. And why is the AT-ST in a circle like it's, like, your favorite grandson? Like, I like a good montage poster, but
this is odd.
It's not doing it for me.
No.
Then the second exclusive from Acne Archives is the Echo Base Root Beer color variant. So obviously this is done in another color. And it's sort of like a ye olde soda thing with like Echo Base Root Beer and...
Thumbs down.
A giant thumbs down.
This is stupid.
Like, why? Like, I like in universe posters.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Star Tours and it's got Visit Naboo. Like,
right.
I think all that stuff's really cool. But this is... It's just nothing. Because, Like, there's no root beer on Echo Base.
No. It's very frustrating.
It does affect my... It's annoying me.
Yeah, I'm scrolling past
and again, it just seems super 90s.
But it just seems like so out of nowhere, too. Like, we're going to make this Echo Base root beer poster for Comic-Con like Mandalorian and Clone Wars and Rise of Skywalker coming out, but we're going with this. Like, okay.
Yeah, the Acme guys, a few of, they're very original trilogy.
And they're always, it's always something just weird. It's,
yeah.
It's never something that I'm like, whoa. Yeah, this is, yeah, that's a, okay.
Yeah, like I like the ones where they've done, like they've done posters for like Max Rebo concert or like that stuff in universe. It's like really cool, right. But this is, it's like a real world thing, just with a Star Wars. It just doesn't make any sense. Why is the Wampa on the root beer? Why are there Star Destroyers turning up to have some root beer, and then there's like a glass of the root beer getting held by a Wampa's cut off arm. Like,
what? Oh, you're right. Yeah, I want to know what the pitch for this was. Like, how they decided this is what we're doing. This is how it's going to be done. And for $20 more, I'll get myself a backpack and a Funko Pop.
And then sell that backpack.
And then sell it for double the price. Bucks. $55, yeah. That's not selling.
Diamond Select. I don't even really understand what. So is this Gentle Giant now?
This is Gentle Giant, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, so you've got the Star Wars concept Sand Trooper.
Yeah.
What an iconic design. It just looks like I know, like, I've seen concept Stormtroopers, you know all that stuff, Macquarie.
Yeah.
But this just seems like a bootleg Stormtrooper.
Yeah, it does. This is a thumbs down totally.
It's $120.
Again, it's like, so you sit down, what are we doing for Comic-Con this year? Here's everything that's coming up. We're doing the concept art Sand Trooper. All right.
It's mind-boggling.
It really is, dude. Huh. That's $120 too. Like for Celebration, they did the Darth Maul spider legs.
Insane.
And they did... Yeah, and they did a Hera from Rebels, and I'm like, okay, that's a popular character. That made sense. This is a major downgrade from that.
I'll be interested to see if it sells out. If it sells out, it sells out. Do you know what I mean? No, it just wasn't for us.
There's no way.
Then from Fifth Sun, which is a t-shirt brand, for $28, you've got a San Diego 2019 on the sleeve hit. You know, you got it from Comic-Con exclusive. A comic inspired almost Boba Fett t-shirt with a big Boba Fett illustration in front of a Star Wars logo.
Yeah, again, it's like we got the Mandalorian coming out later this year. Let's do a Boba Fett shirt. Like, dude, do you remember last year when they were giving out every day they had the Clone Wars 10th anniversary shirt? Like, that was pretty cool and unique.
Yes,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I do remember when you went and got a Clone Wars t-shirt every day.
They had like the yellow one and the white one and the blue one. And like, I thought those were pretty cool because that was unique to the convention. That was a panel that happened and it was celebrating the 10th anniversary of it. But this just makes no sense. It's like, let's do Boba Fett. Cool. I like the other one though.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I don't think.
The second one is called Divided Forces. And it's sort of got a, you know, a montage-y Photoshop, big rectangle print on your chest. The Millennium Falcon's going up the center, and then you've got your heroes on one side, your villains on the other, from all parts of the saga. From Luke Skywalker, Praetorian Guards, you've got prequel Yoda.
See, I look at the shirt almost is a humorous thing because, and this is why I like it so much while also hating it. I think the Photoshop is so hilarious on it. This random, like, here's Kylo Ren from the Force Awakens toy packaging on here. Here's episode 2 CGI Yoda on here. It's like, there's no, balance between what is going on here. And I just think that it's so bad, it's good.
It is bootleg quality.
Yes, it is.
Photoshopping.
Yes, it is. And I crack up every single time that I've seen this on Twitter, people talking about it.
I admire your enjoyment of how bad it is.
I am.
It's brutal.
It is brutal.
It's big thumbs down.
Yeah.
It's
both of them.
It's aesthetically, the Boba Fett one, like the point of it being an exclusive for Comic-Con, I just don't get. A t-shirt, it's pretty good. I don't want it, but it's a good Star Wars t-shirt.
Right.
The other one is just messy.
Ugh.
It's like, what, the Death Star is one of the villains.
Oh my gosh. Dude, like Phasma looks so out of place, right? Like where Vader's helmet is, and she's just like stuck there. And like Kylo, again, from the toy packaging, and then Dooku just doesn't look, he doesn't know where he's at. At the Praetorian Guard, like, why the Praetorian Guard? And then, like, yeah, on the hero side of it, what's going on there?
Yeah, I can't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I've got to move on. Oh, no, it just gets worse. These next two, I can go on for hours.
Please do. Funko okay. Pops. We've got a Yoda and a Boba Fett pop, and they're just in green. What is it? What is this, the green year? Let's just make everything green. And
dude, it's so stupid. Oh, that's true. But also, Funko keeps doing this thing. I mean, where they are releasing all these Funko Pop Star Wars toys in different colors. They did it at Celebration. They're doing it again now. I guarantee they just did it in the Smuggler's Bounty recent box. What the hell is this? What is the fad with having Yoda in blue and red and green? And like, it just seems like they're getting lazy with their products now. Like there was a time where I thought Funko was nailing it with, because there were so many different characters and like so many obscure ones. And now you can get a green Yoda and a green Boba Fett. And it's just stupid.
So for those just listening to the podcast, they are like a metallic
chrome
all over one color green. And it's just so uninspired.
Ugh, it's ugly.
So what color were they at Celebration?
We're gold.
And was it the same two figures? I felt like it was more. It was like five or something.
No, yeah, it was eight of them, which I sold for a grand. But there was eight of them that had, I think I told that story on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I lived that. It was Leia, Vader. It was another Yoda. It was another Boba Fett. It was like Luke. Yeah, dude, it was like, and like you said, they're very uninspiring. It's just this flat color.
And because they're just figures that people have already got, but
yeah,
and the crazy thing is they're going to be like sell like crazy, have crazy values, and they're just, I don't know if you're into that.
Dude, you know what's crazy? All right, so the gold chromed Funkos that I bought at Celebration and resold are worth nothing now. Like people can't even bid. Like if you put them on eBay, you're not going to get a bid.
I think we can give those thumbs down. It's not good when Corey's given Funko exclusive thumbs down.
No, man, Funko's lost me. I'm just not interested in anything they're putting out. And I'm just bummed because I should be excited, but I'm not.
Funko, so green, chrome pop, shared exclusive with FYE, $15. Boba Fett green, chrome pop, shared exclusive with Amazon, $15. But these ones are going to be expensive because they've got, Corey, what have they got that make them different?
Stickers.
They've got Comic-Con a sticker stickers. On the packet. Real stickers. Corey has confirmed these stickers are real.
They are.
Wow. Now,
I was lucky enough to have a Cad Bane last year, thanks to you and Brian from Funko.
In a very emotional segment.
It was very emotional. You guys came to me and presented it like a baby, and it really meant the world. And it has the sticker on it. So I do own one with the sticker.
Oh, really? I was going to ask how much you got for it.
No, buddy, that's irreplaceable to me.
Oh. All right, yeah. Let's get into some. This is always one of my favorite stands. Hallmark.
Yeah.
Are they not doing an itty-bitty exclusive? No. What's going on here?
Instead, they're doing, you can put them on a bandolier.
They had them at Celebration. They had the same exclusive.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing one, man. And I will say that, like, these are, I think, out of all the products that have come out in the last couple of years, I don't collect itty bitties, but I think they're really cool. So they're just kind of, I don't know. I mean, do you have all of them?
I do. Pretty much.
Whoa, I didn't know like you were that into them.
I love the little cute teddy bears and stuff.
Are they still doing them? Like, are they still releasing different ones in stores?
Oh, yeah. So there's a few. I don't think I've got that Darth Maul one yet.
I don't know how that would go.
I'm very excited about that. Hallmark's other confirmed Star Wars exclusive.
Yeah.
I've never gotten into these, but I know they're extremely popular, the Hallmark ornaments. But I kind of got to whip out for this one if I can. It's called A Wild Ride on Endor, and it is a Christmas ornament of Pablo hanging onto the speeder bike with his legs in the air, his little tuckus just out for everyone to see, and $40, which is admittedly, geez, but it does look awesome.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a huge Return of the Jedi fan, this would be something you can't pass on.
I don't know who I was speaking to, but one of our friends, they have to set up a second Christmas tree at Christmas because of all the Star Wars ornaments they have.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I love when people do that. Like, I've seen that all the time, especially the Hallmark collectors. Like, they legitimately do have another tree set up just for the Star Wars ones.
It always reminds me of, like, the first draft of Return of the Jedi, how they had two Death Stars. I always think of people have... Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
When George Lucas first wrote Return of the Jedi, there was going to be two Death Stars. And then he got rid of it.
Really?
So it's going to be too convoluted. But so whenever I hear about someone like having their two Christmas trees to hold all the ornaments,
yeah,
it's like George Lucas would approve.
Oh, yeah. That's a great comparison.
Need new t-shirts? Need new hoodies? Want a ton of stickers jammed into an envelope? Then hit up the Steel Wars merch store at merchostore.com or steelwars.com. For classic fan t-shirts like Your Snoke Theory Sucked, I'm Ray's Parents, or Have You Seen Him? And the reprint of our Chicago Sports Reference t-shirt and hoodie is about to start shipping. All prints are screen printed on the highest quality ring spun tube t-shirts, so your t-shirt will last for ages and the print won't wash off. And all purchases go to support the ongoing production of the Steel Wars podcast. And this little dude that wants to talk on the ad. So listen to the happy pleas of a 9-month-year-old boy and check out merchostore.com or steelwars.com. Good work, Harry. I think you got him on that one. Top star. Now, then we get into Hasbro. The kings of the San Diego Comic-Con Star Wars exclusives. We've gone over the Sith Trooper. We gave them thumbs up across the board. Let's get into what else they have coming. There is a Luke Skywalker Jedi Destiny 3¾-inch 3-pack from the Vintage Collection. It is, I'm not sure if you know this, Corey, but it is replicating the old Empire Strikes Back 80s 3-packs.
Yeah.
In style. The molding of the figure is Vintage Collection, so it's the high detail. And you have got Luke in Stormtrooper disguise from Star Wars. You've got X-Wing pilot Luke. I guess that's coming from Empire. And then you've got the Luke Skywalker Jabba's Palace Jedi Knight. And that's going out the door for $54 for three figures. What are your thoughts, Corey?
Okay, so I was at the panel, Hasbro panel Celebration Chicago, when they unveiled this, and there was a big applause. I did not applaud because Here's my personal opinion.
Boo.
Yeah. My
personal boo.
Like every, okay, no, I love Luke, don't get me wrong, but like every other thing we've seen here, I don't really understand what, like if they had like Krayt Luke in here or something, or like something from Last Jedi or something, I'd be more like, okay, that makes sense because that's what's relevant and what just happened. But I mean, if this were me, I would much rather have these on single cards than on in a three pack. I think as a if you're a Luke fan and a Luke collector, this is a must have. But again, I'm in the middle with it, honestly.
Here's what they should have done.
Yeah.
7-pack.
Yeah. I mean, legit, yeah.
Luke Stormtrooper. I would have gone Farm Boy. Just personally.
Yeah.
Just personally, just for me.
Yeah.
Empire. You got to go Luke Bespin.
Bespin, heck yeah, man. Of course.
Return of the Jedi. Well, you've got the right costume.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Then the pack keeps going, right? From The Force Awakens, you've got the white-robed Luke Skywalker, right? Yeah. Then in The Last Jedi, let's go with... let's just go with Hobo Luke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. Then, there's a special surprise.
Oh. Oh.
Force Ghost Luke.
Oh.
From The Rise of Skywalker.
It makes too much sense.
What do you reckon of that pack?
It makes too much sense. Right. No, honestly, that would be great.
But, Corey.
Yes.
I did say it was a 7-pack.
Oh, you did.
And I've only mentioned 6.
Oh, you're right.
Back to the start, the first figure.
Oh, I know what you're going to
say. It's Baby Luke.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I mean, Hot Toys has done it. They might as well do it.
You got all the Luke. Well, they've already done a Baby Luke because there was.
Have you? Oh, in that 2-pack. Yeah. Have you seen the Hot Toys Baby Luke?
I have not seen the Hot Toys
Baby. It's psychotic, dude. It looks just like the Baby Luke.
So it just looks like a baby.
Yeah. It comes with Obi-Wan.
Are you such a Star Wars fan that you think out of a lineup of babies, you could pick out Baby Luke?
Yeah, I think I could. I think I could. I looked at the
Where do you think Baby Luke is now?
We should get him on. You should get him on.
How old would he be? He'd be...
Like 15, 16?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Oh, we should find this kid.
He's probably in Australia, actually.
Oh, man.
For this pack, this 3-figure pack, what's it's cool, and I'm a huge Luke Skywalker fan, but why does this exist?
Exactly.
Why That's now?
Good. Because last year I thought it was kind of cool that they did a 3-pack of like Dr. Aphra and the 2 droids. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's an existing Star Wars comic book. This is Comic-Con. That's pretty cool. They did.
And it was the first time those figures were available.
First time. Yeah. And the only way you could get the 2 droids in that scale. Mm-hmm. They did the Rey versus Kylo Ren, which I thought was weird too at the time, like 2-pack, but that was also kind of relevant to the sequel trilogy. I forget what else they did, but yeah, this is weird. So what would you put this at?
I'm thumbs in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I'm thumbs in the middle. Now, then you've got the Kenner inspired 6-inch Boba Fett for $27. So you've got the Black Series 40th anniversary.
Yeah. When they announced this at Comic-Con, same thing. Everyone applauded. I mean, at Celebration, everyone applauded. And I was just confused. I'm like, why?
It's got a badge on it. It's like a vintage carded 6-inch Black Series figure, which is always cool. And the card art replicates the original Boba Fett card art. And the colorization of the Black Series Boba Fett is, it's like the Kenner one. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's got a badge at the top of it that says the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back, which is next year.
Yeah.
And what's with all the Boba Fett merchandise?
Yeah, like they're trying to push this Mandalorian show, try to like make this guy the new visual Mandalorian, but here's all this Boba Fett stuff for you guys to consume. Like, that's a great way to confuse the general audience. Like, but
could you imagine if this was the Mandalorian?
Yeah, right, on a vintage card like that, like as an early release item. Yes.
People would be going helter-skelter. Nice. And the other thing is, when it's on the blogs and it, you know, gets in all that sort of mainstream sort of geek media, it's like, here's the hot new figure from the new TV show. But this is like, hey, remember that guy from 39 years ago? Well, he's back in the colors you remember. So, people love this. And I know Hawes is...
anything Boba Fett, though.
But I think the figure is cool. If it was next year, if this was next year's Comic-Con.
Yeah, banger. Makes sense.
But on the 39th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back, don't push me with your 40th anniversary Empire Strikes Back merchandise.
I wish they would change that to the 39th anniversary, except for putting the 40th on there for this year.
It's a year early pre-release. They've outdone the Sith Troopers.
That's a thumbs down for me.
Because it says the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back, it's a thumbs down. I have to draw a line in my Tatooine sand. The other exclusive.
This is all right. I have a hilarious story to this.
We have to say what it is first, Corey.
Okay.
Because people listening will have no idea.
I know, but I want to build to it. I want to build to it before we announce. Okay. Right. So we're at the celebration panel for Hasbro. Everyone, there's hundreds of people in this room. They're teasing this Comic-Con exclusive. Nothing's been shown. They're like, guys, you are not going to believe what we have to show. And I'm thinking like, oh shit, here we go. And they're like, guys, seriously. This is an exclusive that we feel like a lot of people have been wanting. They always ask us about prototype stuff. And at that point, I'm kind of like, what? And, you know, they're like, this is going to be epic. And all of a sudden, flash on the screen is this rainbow-colored Darth Vader vintage figure prototype. And nobody said a word. There was no clapping. There was nothing. And they were like, it was crickets, dude. And you can hear just a few. I caught this on video. You can hear just a few bit of people laughing because it's so ridiculous. This is a Darth Vader vintage style prototype figure, what they look like before they paint it all up.
Yeah, because when they first test the molds, they just do it in any color.
Yeah.
And get it sent back. Yeah. And I know last year, I don't know if you remember, they had like all those Han Solo figures and they had like the prototypes with different colors and stuff.
Yeah.
I like the concept.
Mm-hmm.
The card with the big circle special edition on it. That is the most I know it's sort of going for this pop art, like they've got the sort of pop art sort of Darth Vader art in the background, which is inadvisable. I would have just put it on a Darth Vader card.
This looks like a Dollar Tree merchandise you'd find.
But the special edition sticker is so like Nickelodeon, there's slime about to come down on me or something.
Oh, dude.
Because a lot of collectors would dream of having one of those prototype figures with all the different colors. So I admire them going out of the way, but putting the special edition thing on there, no buys. I'm going to have to thumbs down it.
I agree. I think this is the worst exclusive Hasbro's ever done. This is just god awful. This is just, I look at it and I don't want to look at it. It's To the listeners who have not seen it yet, you have been spared from something that is truly horrendous. God. Yeah, it's awful. How much is that going to be? That's what I'm...
That one is
$12.99. Oh, wow.
Interestingly enough, that's not from the Hasbro booth. That's a Hasbro figure that's going to be at the Entertainment Earth.
Oh.
Booth.
Not even Hasbro wanted it.
But yeah, not a not the best showing from Hasbro. They've got their Jedi their Sith trooper. So
that's good.
They have produced my most wanted exclusive.
Do you know what I would have done, Steel? Is we've got three big things coming up in Star Wars over the next 6 months. I would have done preview figure of the Mandalorian. You got the Sith Trooper. Do something Clone Wars related. You got three big hits coming up. There you go. It's too much to ask for.
I think let's make the Luke Skywalker pack. Make that into a 7-pack.
Yes.
Get baby Luke in there. You got a winner, right? Six-inch Boba Fett. Make that a 6-inch vintage carded Mandalorian. You're killing it.
Yep.
Then, this Darth Vader card.
It just doesn't even need to be there.
Why don't we do a prototype Anakin Skywalker? Or a clone in crazy colors?
No. Okay, I'll tell you what. If they did something coming up from the new season of Clone Wars, it was like one of the... You know, the Bad Batch that they showed off? Those were pretty... It's like, imagine doing something like that. Or heck, man, even if you put like Captain Rex on a vintage card, that's cool in itself.
Now, what's this? This is Liladro.
Right.
The makers of gorgeous porcelain creations are launching Born to Rebel, a new line of handmade Star Wars sculptures. Fans can pre-order the first sculpture of the series, Queen Amidala, in celebration of Star Wars The Phantom Menace's 20th anniversary.
Oh, I guess if you're a Padme fan, it's cool.
Well, there is a lot of Padme fans. I don't even know what this line is.
Yeah, there's not a lot of information given.
So I'm keen to see, you know, I like that it's 20th anniversary Phantom Menace related, and I know there's... you know, there's not enough Padme merchandise for the amount of fans going around at the moment. So the photo is just of sort of like a grey porcelain thing. I don't know if it's going to get painted. I don't know what's going on, but I'll find out for you, Corey.
Thank you. But I will say that it says pre-order on there. So it's what is it not going to be there? Do you go to Comic-Con to pre-order this?
Well, I think they'll have a sample.
Okay. I'm curious. Yeah, I want to know more. Please do some investigating while you're there.
I'll find out. I'll be back with a report, Corey.
Yes, please. I want to follow up.
All right, now we go to Mattel, the producers of my Shockmaster figure.
Yeah.
This one, again, it doesn't fit in with any theme of the year or whatever. But in its defense, it's very cool.
It is very cool.
It's a good use of the license, and it is a carded Hot Wheels car that it isn't like a car made into this. It's just a Hot Wheels mouse droid.
Yeah.
And it, like...
Oversized, probably.
Or you don't know what you're comparing it to.
That's true.
There's no scale.
That's true.
Compared to the other cars, it's way too big. We can all admit that. But... just like that single on a card, I've given it a massive thumbs up. I love it. I think it's just a cool single collectible.
Yeah, Hot Wheels has never had any sort of trend with their exclusives, so this doesn't shock me that they're not doing anything like related to the movie. So for that reason, yeah, I would give it a thumbs up because I wouldn't expect it from them. They're always random with what they release. And honestly, it's kind of a cool concept to have a mouse droid as a car. like as a Hot Wheels car. Like, that makes sense.
And I just like it on the card and stuff.
It looks really nice. The presentation, it's got like a little star case to protect it in.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So I would, those Hot Wheels exclusives are, they're too hard for me. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
The mental gymnastics in where to, not.
Mm-mm.
I can live without it. But that's $10.
All right.
So the adorable mouse droid joins Mattel's Hot Wheels character car line, essential for fans of the Empire and iconic toy car series. I have no idea what these things are. Monogram character bag clips. Are they just little key rings for a bag?
Yeah.
And they're of the Fett family. Prototype Boba Fett, classic Boba Fett, Jango Fett. What is with all this Fett?
Get this concept, right? Boba Fett, Jango Fett, The Mandalorian.
Who would have thunk it? It does come with a sticker on it that says Comic-Con. So we know how much you love those stickers. Oh my God, that's $25 for those.
Well, and these are just back clips?
Yeah, I don't even not sure.
Oh.
There's a weird thing in licensing, right? Because there might be like a key ring company that's already licensed it. So right. Then people, like, they're just making key rings, but they just say, these are bag clips. Wink. Like, that's how they get around the licensing sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you've got Nixon Watches, and they've got a Skywalker Century Chrono Watch for $350.
When did they jump on the exclusive bandwagon? They're like, we're going to go to Comic-Con.
I think they've been doing it for a little while, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know. If you want a nice watch in black and you're up for spending $350, which is a, people that like nice watches will spend that much. I think it's fine. I also have to give them slack. Because it's a watch, and it's there. Like, I'm sure it's hard to come up with like a custom watch for a convention. I do like the bag. I wouldn't get it, but the Skywalker clinch bag, and one of the pull tabs is blue for the blue lightsaber, and the other pull tab, the other strap for the bag is red.
Creative. Yeah. Can you do me a favor at Comic-Con? Can you ask these wonderful people at Nixon while you're there how well it's selling? I genuinely would like to know. Like, at least by like the second day.
I'll see if it's sold out. I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, please do.
Then we've got the Perfect Shaker. The Boba Fett Perfect Shaker. Oh. What is with Boba Fett?
Yeah, seriously. It's like, is he coming back? What? I mean, they're giving me the impression that he's the Mandalorian. Like, he's the one who's going to be in this show.
Oh my God. So this is like a drink bottle, essentially.
Yeah.
It comes with a sticker on it that does say convention exclusive. And then there's this. Guys, we've all got our personal taste. But for me, I'm going to have to mark this down as terrible Boba Fett art.
Yeah, this is god awful, man.
It's just a drink thing, whatever. But why is it Boba Fett? Why is it that Boba Fett art, and why is it $25? Perfect Shaker, what's going on, buddy?
Thumbs down.
I want my perfect shake to be a little bit cheaper. Beat the Tatooine heat with this exclusive Star Wars Perfect Shaker featuring a bold, stylized take on Boba Fett. Ugh, bad use of the license. Regal Robot. They always do very interesting things. And they have got, which I believe was an exclusive also at Celebration, and it's a magnet of Jabba's dais, the one-eyed gargoyle. As a magnet, what do you make of this one, Corey?
I think if you're going to get like a divorce, like that's where you put the ring right in the gargoyle's mouth. So... if anybody out there ever is going to get a divorce, this is what you need.
Well, I will give that one a big miss then, if that's one of the options. I don't want to tempt fate. I actually think as like a magnet, like it's $20. I would not buy a magnet for $20. I would not buy a magnet, let's be honest. But I think it's a cool idea. Like it's a, you're taking a it's such a unique concept, like a very like I'm guessing your room's not chock full with Jabba's Deus gargoyle merchandise.
That's exactly what it's what my room consists of.
Limited to 250 units at this event. I think it's a cool thing. I don't think it's a $20 cool thing, but no. Your enjoyment may vary. Now, what do we have here? Sales One, they have got a Medal of Yavin for $75.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
It looks like a mini replica of the medal. The medal, when it's reproduced, does not look as good as in the movie. But
yeah, it's got a different... And I will say, I'm okay with this. Because only for the sole fact...
I know where you're going, buddy.
Yes, that we see this in the Rise of Skywalker
speak
trailer.
Speak to me, Corey. Speak to me.
That is it.
Love it. And then you've got a pin set, or as I like to call a badge set, and it's Han Solo in carbonite, and it is a Han Solo blaster, which looks very detailed for a pin, and then a Han carbonite pin as well. And I'm going to give... I'm going to give the pin set... I'm going to give it a thumbs up, because that blaster looks pretty good.
It is cool.
I don't want it. Yeah. Yavin Metal, it's getting a thumbs in the middle because it is referenced in The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
I'm giving both thumbs in the middle.
I always thought Yavin Metal merchandise, because they brought out replicas and stuff, I think in the 90s. But it always signified to me back then, it was like, oh, you guys have run out of stuff to make.
Right.
If you're... Like, if you've gone past the blasters and the lightsabers and the X-Wing helmets, and now you're making replicas of this. Oof.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that these guys are incredibly smart, and they just knew it was going to be in episode 9, and they're like, we have to do it. So, good job, guys. Sales One.
Now, 720.
I've never even heard of this company.
Never heard them, but they are in the glass game, and they've got a Skywalker and Mos Eisley pint glass.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've just read what's on one of them. I'm so angry.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now.
This was designed by the same guy that designed that. That Wampa, the Echo Base soda thing. So, pint glasses. One of them's like Mos Eisley Trading Co. Which, whatever, have your thing. The second one has got like a land speeder on it, and it says Skywalker and Son, Land Speeder Service and Repair, Beggars Canyon Tatooine.
Oh.
What? See. What is this derived from? It's like there was no nowhere. Like Luke Skywalker was not in the business of land speeder repair on Tatooine. His son wasn't. His dad wasn't. Like we know a few words about Star Wars, and people love these service and repair, like ye oldie. It's
like, is there like a secret fan base for this type of stuff that we just don't know about? Because I genuinely want to know if these ever sell, because I feel like I've seen gimmicks like this before, but it's like, to make them a Comic-Con exclusive signifies that there's some sort of fan base. So is there? Because this is wild to me that this is the second time tonight we've seen something like this.
Well, it's just like, why don't you do blue milk?
Right. Milk, something
Or like Chalmers Mos Eisley Cantina. Or Jabba's palette, like something that, like Skywalker and Son, land speeder repair, and then it's got like X34 for the land speeder designation, and then 77 because it was like the film was out. Like, so they've got all these references, but it means nothing. Like, it's not in universe. It's not. It's.
I want somebody to go to Comic-Con to buy this glassware set, to buy the print, and to buy that Darth Vader prototype, and take a picture of it all together.
The Korra special.
Yeah, and I just. I actually, if somebody does that, I mean, you've earned my respect.
Zero, massive thumbs down. Yes. And I might just walk up to the booth and smash one of them.
They'll be like, oh, it's okay. We're not selling them anyway.
Then Stance Socks have some exclusive socks coming out.
What are those prices?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Whoa,
that's pretty on point for those socks.
Oh yeah.
So they're two packs. So there's a Rebels two pack, $40. Empire two pack, $40. I know it's expensive for socks, but for these sort of socks, that's how much they go for. There's a Blueprint four pack of $100.
Where's the savings? I don't understand. Like, okay, so these are $40 retail for two of them. So it'd be $80 for four of them, so they're going to add on an extra 20. Okay.
Well, they're limited to 50, so you can make your expensive socks. Right.
These are handsome for sure.
They're what?
They're handsome.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're handmade. It's like, oh no, they're definitely not. I tell you why they're a thumbs down for me as well.
Yeah.
I hate socks. I don't own a pair of socks that go over the ankle.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. I like the little short socks.
Oh,
yeah, we're there. I'm right there with you.
No buys.
Yeah.
Then we've got Trends International that do a lot of sort of printed stuff. If you need to add some Star Wars decor to your life, these are the exclusives you're looking for. Star Wars reference. Trends International offer posters ranging from the Battle of Hoth to Star Wars The Phantom Menace, vinyl decals, and more. And I don't know, they've got a poster of the Battle of Hoth. It's kind of bizarre-ish art in that one of the AT-ATs does look like it might be like Galactic Heroes or something.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I was trying to like put my finger on that.
Their feet are massive.
It seems to be at night too. So that's new.
That is new.
But I don't remember that.
No, there seems to be some of these licensees that are just in this original trilogy rut. God. And they're just, it's not even inspired original trilogy items.
No, and you know what I thought Trends International did that I thought was cool was after Celebration. Now, I think they should have done this before. It's like have this released during Celebration. But they released a Mandalorian poster, Rise of Skywalker poster, and a Season 7 Clone Wars poster during Celebration. You could buy it on Amazon. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. I thought that made sense. And if it was at the show, that would make even more sense. But this, it's just like, guys, you guys just reclused.
And then there will be other items. There'll be plenty more Star Wars goodies at San Diego Comic-Con. Attendees can be among the first to pick up more new pieces from Beeline Creative. Her Universe and Our Universe. Heroes and Villains. Apparels and Accessories. Fan wraps, there's like giant stickers, Fifth Sun, more clothing, Loungefly, bags, and that sort of thing. Rock Love, I'm not sure what that is. Turtle is, I think that's just cute tees. Tom's, which might be the shoes, Tom's shoes. Sales One at the Toy NK Toys and Transworld Boost, no idea what that is. Yeah. And 720. That's San Diego Comic Con. What a mixed bag. What did we haven't got Lego in the mix? Lego are
they're doing a Sith Trooper.
A Sith Trooper bust or something, yeah.
Yeah. And they're also doing, I believe, Ben Kenobi's hut or something. No, it's not. It's supposed to be, but he doesn't actually come with a hut. It's just him and like a land speeder and Luke.
Ah.
I gotta be fully honest. This is a pretty awful lineup. This is pretty bad. I mean, aside from the Sith Trooper stuff, nothing here is grabbing me.
Yeah, I'm just running through it. Like, the Pablo and Speeder bike, that's good. Mouse Droid is good.
Mouse Droid's good, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, I don't know. A very, it's just baffling. Like, I know the companies can only do what they can do. Do you know what I mean? They can only do what they're allowed to do. But for Lucasfilm and Disney, like, you've, it's three major things about to come out over the next, you know, 6 to 8 months or whatever. You've got The Mandalorian, Clone Wars saved, and The Rise of Skywalker. And you're giving us Boba Fett drink bottles.
And Echo Base art prints. Like, dude, I mean, and that's kind of been my issue with Lucasfilm for a while and Disney is there's no, I'm going to say this, I will say 100%. The days before Disney did the buyout, merchandise was a lot more coherent with what was going on and was a lot more, I think, exciting and got you excited for all this stuff that was, you could see. You might not buy, but you could see. I just like half this stuff. Like, I look at it and I don't want to
give me an
it.
Example, because I don't really think nothing really, unless you're talking about like Clone Wars era.
Clone Wars era. When Clone Wars came out, like throughout the years, every time at Comic Con or celebrations, it was like in your face. It was artwork, it was toys, it was everything. And so it just makes sense to me that they would continue doing that kind of stuff or whatever's coming up. Like you said, again, that rainbow colored Vader, that says it all for me. I would genuinely be pissed off if somebody gave that to me. Like, not even, I'm not even joking. That would be a problem.
Challenge accepted, Corey. Challenge accepted.
Oh, shit, dude. I'd have to hang it on my wall all the time and I'd have to remember. But then I'd know the thought behind it.
I'll sign it. I'll send it to Dave Prowse to sign. I'll get him to sign it in a colorful pen to match the Darth Vader.
Oh, God, like a rainbow pen? Yeah.
Corey.
Yeah.
Thank you for kicking back with us and reviewing the highs and the terrifying lows of this year's San Diego Comic-Con exclusive lineup. If the good people of the internet want to follow you on social media, how do you do that, Corey?
Yeah, you can find me over at First Order Transmissions, also on Twitter at Corey_Wolfpack and at First Order Pod. The channel is going through some changes that I quite like. So if you want to check it out, please do. I have an exciting Clone Wars video coming up. It's exciting. And it's to commemorate the 1 year anniversary of the show coming back, where Steel and me were at as he looked at me as it was being announced, and I was right. So
excellent. Thanks so much, guys, for listening and or watching on YouTube. If you can, share us around, give us a retweet on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and a subscribe. And what did you think? If you're on Twitter or on YouTube, what did you think about all the exclusives? Were there any we were too kind to or too negative on? Well, let us know. Give us some feedback. And we will be hitting San Diego Comic-Con this weekend, a little bit later than normal, but we will be there for Star Wars Day on Friday. We'll be interviewing Hasbro. We will be getting to the bottom of these exclusives. And we always get some interesting stuff out of our Hasbro interviews. So I'm looking forward to chatting to them. And we'll be hanging out with Dominic Jones from the Star Wars Underworld and a ton of people, and having the best time ever. Not a camping out and waiting for a Star Wars Episode 9 level of best time ever.
No, makes no sense.
But we'll be finding some fun. So do your part. If you want to check out the shop, we've got tees. I've got the Force t-shirt on here at steelwars.com or merchostore.com. The link is in the show notes. And if you want to support the show on Patreon for $3, you get to join the Content Club, which gives you access to all our previous episodes ever, over 500 episodes, special Patreon exclusive audio commentaries of films done in front of a live audience, live shows, news shows, Q&A shows. There is a lot of stuff. And for just $3 a month, you get to support the ongoing content. And starting next week or the week after, me and Corey are going to be doing episode by episode in chronological order. You can watch along with us. We're going to be doing the Clone Wars rewatch in the lead up. So we will be reviewing and Corey will be explaining things to me. I have not watched that movie since I saw it in the cinema and walked out a little bit stunned. So I'm looking forward to returning to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow us at Steel Wars all over social media. Drop us a sweet 5-star review. And Corey, thank you so much. And
thank
may
you.
That force be with you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.